I enjoy a fair amount of drama in my movies, but when a film has enough repressed feelings, broken hearts, drug addiction, and general family dysfunction to be mistaken for a season of The Bold and the Beautiful, I think we have a problem. This was my reaction to August, Osage County. Meryl Streep turns in another strong, if not over-the-top, performance as Violet, the acid-tongued, drug-addicted, mouth-cancer-suffering wife of an alcoholic poet, Beverly. When Beverly goes missing for a number of days, Violet summons their three daughters and her sister for help. The eldest daughter, Barbara, Julia Roberts giving her best performance in years, comes from Colorado with a struggling marriage and rebellious daughter of her own. The middle daughter, Karen, comes from Florida with yet another fiancé to meet the family. And the youngest daughter, Ivy, is the only one who has remained close to her parents in Oklahoma. Shortly after everyone arrives, Beverly is found dead. This makes the already volatile family dynamics even more shaky, as Violet begins popping more medication and brings every piece of family drama out on the table, literally. A large section of the film takes place at a dinner after Beverly's funeral, where Violet proceeds to point out each of the family's mishaps. From here, we get a full-on floor brawl as Barbara finally confronts her mother's addictions. Oh, the family drama! And I'm just revealing a few of the secrets and situations. I believe the Pulitzer Prize and Tony Award-winning play on which this film is based is intended to be a sort of dark comedy. I admit I chuckled at some of the dialogue, and screenwriter Tracy Letts kept all of the wordiness of his play intact, too much so in my opinion. But as for dark comedy or family drama, all I kept thinking while I was seeing Meryl Streep and Julia Roberts wrestling on the floor over a bottle of pills was that this was the campiest thing I'd seen in years. If this was everyone's intention with this film, then way to go. If not, then I wouldn't go. For KRWG, this is Jack Fields with the Weekly Film Review.